You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Happy Tuesday. It is December, mid-month. Woohoo! Go ETH. Woo! Oh, just want to put that in there.
Go ETH.
Hey, everyone. This is Elizabeth Powell, Tech Trend Investments. So welcome,
and
welcome,
Joseph
welcome.
Grassa. Welcome, everybody.
Oh, no.
Hope everyone's having an amazing week. Oh, no.
What is up with the technical difficulties?
Either okay. It's delayed or something.
You know, I think it would not be our show if we did not have technical difficulties in the very beginning of the show. Always. So I'm going to come out and then come back in and
oh,
then
no.
See if I can hear you better.
Okay. I can hear you, but... Oh, the technical difficulties.
Nope, can't hear you.
Okay. Oh, great.
I'm going to come.
So welcome, everybody. Welcome to Tech Trend Investments, LA Talk Radio. Oh, my God. It's an exciting week. It's the middle of the month of December. Hope everybody's having a great December so far, getting into the Christmas spirit. I know everyone in my family and myself, everyone's all snuggled up in the warm weather, trying to stay warm in the cold weather. Oh,
cool.
You're back.
This would not be our show if we did not have technical difficulties.
No, it wouldn't.
In the very beginning, every single time. I think instead of calling it Taco Tuesday, we'll just call it
Technical Difficulty Tuesday.
Tuesday. Lol.
I think
so funny.
Created a new thing.
This is the joys of traveling. And I don't have my Starlink turned on. I don't have my Wi-Fi turned on. I'm going purely off of cell. So go ETH.
Go ETH. It's the go only ETH. Thing that doesn't rely on our technical difficulties.
Right? It's go ETH. So last week, first off, since I probably don't know if y'all heard me or not, happy Tuesday, everyone. Welcome to Tech Trend Investments. This is going to be an exciting show because we have some exciting stuff going on. So you got to listen, okay? Listen carefully. Listen. So first off, happy Taco Tuesday, even though I've had my matcha today, so... Go matcha.
No. Go matcha Tuesday.
Go matcha Tuesday. I have my matcha, so I have some energy here. But so everybody who's listening last week, it was pre-recorded. Just so you all know, we pre-recorded it on Sunday when ETH was at 3,050. It had not hit the 3,477 yet. So we had pre-recorded it Sunday night, 6 p.m. I think it was Eastern Standard Time because I was in Florida then. And we pre-recorded it and we posted in our holder chat and some other places on like X and TG what our targets were going to be. And up until Tuesday, it hit every single target. It hit up to 3447. So like we posted, so we did a pre-recording on Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Pre-recorded it and then I posted in chat, I think it was Monday morning.
Yeah. I think
or
so.
Monday or Sunday, I posted it and I posted what our targets were. And we hit all of our targets. So by the time y'all listened on Tuesday, we had already predicted what ETH was going to do by Tuesday. And we also predicted it in chat and it hit every single target. So when you all were listening, you're like, oh, you know, it's 3240. When we were recording, it was only 3050 and we targeted to hit that 3447 and it hit 3477. So we hit all of our targets last week and it was like we predicted in the future and by the time y'all heard it, it was already done. So what I should have done is like after we hit 3447, this would be our next target. So you would know. But it was pre-recorded on Sunday because I was traveling again. And I was in Miami Beach for Art Basel. Got some great photos, some great content, we call
yes.
it.
Yes.
Content. So trading from anywhere. And then I was live on the beach at Art Basel, like sitting probably like a couple football fields away so that you wouldn't hear all the background noise. You maybe heard the ocean, but it was on the display of the books. So I was out live there and then we pre-recorded at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sunday. So it was the last night at Art Basel. It was like as soon as it ended and then we recorded it. And then I pre-recorded it because I was on the ocean on Tuesday. I was on the ocean on Tuesday, and I brought my Starlink with me, but I didn't know if it was going to work. I didn't know what kind of Wi-Fi I was going to have. I didn't know what kind of cell service I was going to have, but it ended up being pretty good.
It was.
Just my Friday, yeah, my Friday was like kind of so-so, and I didn't even end up using my own personal Starlink. I just used the ship's Starlink, and it worked out pretty good. So I was traveling, and again, getting smoke and dill. So like, it's hard to sit still when the cost of living is like lower than mortgages.
Right.
So I ended up, yeah. So like what we were talking about is, and when I was in Miami, I got the whole week, the first week for $300 for the whole entire week. And they were going for $500-$600 a night. And then the second week I got the whole entire week for $125. And for me to book two nights, it was going to cost me like $1,200 if I was just going to Expedia or any of the Kayak or any of the other ones. Or booking direct with the hotel is going to cost me like $1,200 for two nights. So I got the whole week for $125. And then I ended up going on the ocean. and I had an ocean balcony 6 day. And the whole entire week cost me just taxes, which was $300. So... And I got shipboard credit, and I went to the Caribbean, and then flew back Saturday.
Yep.
Yeah, Saturday, right? Saturday. So Saturday was a big travel day. I'm in Vegas right now, and then getting ready to go back to SoCal. I've only been back in California like three times this year, so I'm going back. But working all these weird hours
everywhere that you're traveling like, to.
Yeah, going from like Hawaii, which is like 6 hours ahead of Eastern, so it's like 3 hours ahead of California, and then East Coast, which is 3 hours ahead. Wait, no, Hawaii's 3 hours
behind. Yeah.
Yeah, East Coast is 3 hours ahead, and then working with developers all over the world that are in like in Asia and Europe and Australia and East Coast and West Coast. And so my hours is just, I've been waking up now that I'm back on the West Coast, waking up at 3 a.m. and going to bed like at 12 a.m. So I'm just, I have the California night done, the right hours, but I have the East Coast.
Something
my body's
sticking.
Like, what are you doing? But let's go back to the market. So we said the thing that y'all have to remember, right? So this is end of the year, which is perfectly fine. And this end of the year is not like a typical end of the year when people are readjusting their portfolio and taking losses, because most institutions, most banks, most corporate, most personal people that have been investing, they can't talk investing, are up on their portfolio. They're not down, they're up. So especially if y'all went in and bought in April, you're still up like 200% plus, probably 300%, 250% up, right?
Yep.
So that's like 2.5 times on your portfolio. So hypothetically, do your own research, not financial advice, consult with your CPA, consult with your financial advisor, consult. This is not legal advice. This is not financial advice, but go ask them, you know, based on your portfolio, be smart. Most institutions, banks, and corporates are not going to sell their crypto because they're going to be in profit on it, which means they're going to pay taxes on it for this year. So usually what happens is the end of the year, they readjust their portfolio. If they're down on some stocks, they'll sell the stocks that they're taking a loss on so they can write it off on their taxes. But they're not going to sell stuff that they're up profitable on because they're going to pay taxes on any profits on short-term capital gains if they bought it this year, whatever their CPA says, wherever they are in the whatever country they're based out of. You know, of course, they consult with their CPAs and their yes. financial advisors, and they're legal, and then they know how to readjust their portfolio. But like when we usually have like that end of year sell off, more than likely we're not going to have an end of year sell off on crypto because people will pay taxes on it if they do. So that's like one of the reasons. And then the other thing too is we've been like, normally we have this big volume right now on the 14th and the 15th because it's mid month. But the government shut down, and so CPI numbers and other, the B, I always get this wrong, BLS numbers didn't come out in November. And so we didn't have like CPI and PPI and all the numbers that normally come out in November so you can adjust and predict. We only had the numbers come out October, which was September's numbers. And so now December 18th, which is on Thursday, the CPI is supposed to come out. But it skipped a month. So it jumped from October to December because they didn't have the data because the government was shut down. And so what's anticipated is that they think the range is going to be between like 3 to 3.3. And the prediction is like 3.3 on our CPI, right? So the market's kind of like sitting on standby right now. And you saw a pullback in profit taking and like, since we ran up last week, I think what, Friday, Saturday, we were still running up. And then we had our profit-taking pullback on the weekend, which normally happens. And then yesterday, people didn't know what to do. So ETH has been like flat for the last couple of days in that 2950 to 3000 range, only because people are sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what happens on those numbers. Now, they anticipate, just like when the Fed, they anticipate that the Fed's going to cut rates, they build it into the market. Well, they anticipate that CPI is going to come out at like 3 to 3.3. Now, if it comes out lower than that, so this is the consumer price index, if it comes out lower than that, we'll have a rally in all of the markets, and especially crypto. They're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see. If it comes out higher than 3.3, we probably will have a pullback. And right now our bottom range is like 2880 to 2900, but we anticipate a target closer to 3000 to 3200 on a bounce back up with volume. But we're waiting for numbers to come out. And so the market's ranging sidewards in a tight range, and it's hovering like at that 2950 to 3050 mark right now. And usually we have about a 500 spread. We're like in a 100 spread right now on a range. And let me see what ETH is doing right now. But
it's still in that same small tight range. It's sitting right now at that 2950. So it's within that very, very tight $100 range
that hasn't moved.
It hasn't. It's stayed in the same tight range for the past couple of days. And it's continuing across this range. So everyone's sitting on their hands and they don't know what to do just yet.
Right. They're waiting to see what happens with the numbers that come out because we skipped a month and we didn't have numbers. And so it's been ranging in that like 2880 to 2980 today, but it's been ranging, you know, like the last week, we went up until actually Monday at 3 a.m. We are at 3176. And so 3 a.m. California time is 6 a.m. Eastern, right? Yep. And so that's usually like when everyone wakes up and starts to decide what they're going to do with the markets. And they don't know what was going to come out on the financial markets. And it was also the start of like the 15th on volume, right? So it's where people get money, they contribute to their 401k, they contribute to their investment plans. They have extra discretionary income on the 15th, but they're also holiday shopping. So you have to take into consideration that. And then I was also looking at options, like longs and shorts and put options and stuff. And actually December is low volume on those. Like we were looking at the volume. And so like we had a high volume in October, November too, but December has low volume. People haven't really been buying longs or shorts or any put options on the month of December. And I remember because like in October, people were missing their targets and it would roll over. And so I think a lot of people exited their position. And we also had a couple of rallies too. So they were able to get out of their positions because back on, which was our big one, December 10th, we hit that 3447. So that was Wednesday. Oh, wait.
And it ran up. All day on the 10th, it hit higher.
Yes. So we did our show on Tuesday. We pre-recorded the show on Sunday. And then Sunday was November 30th. We pre-recorded the show. We put into chat on Monday or Tuesday what our targets were. And then the show aired. And we hit all of our targets up until... Wait, I'm looking. Oh no, I'm looking. See, I always do this, don't I?
So most of the time you get it right, but there's always so numbers.
We pre-recorded the show December 7th. Go me. I'm like going back 2 weeks. We pre-recorded the show December 7th at 6 p.m.
Yep.
And when we recorded it, ETH was at 3050. This was over a week ago. And then we hit our targets all the way up until, let's see, we hit 3447 on Wednesday at 2 p.m. So those were all of our targets. Like, we hit all of our targets that we said. So right now, this is what I see is happening. We're waiting for CPI to come out. It skipped November, so it looks like it's going to jump. Like, it looks like it's going from October to December because November's numbers didn't come out. The target is 3 to 3.3. If it goes lower than that, we should have a rally in all financial markets because CPI is lower, right? If it goes higher than 3.3, we're probably going to have a pullback. And so they'll pull back and then potentially have like a little bit of a bounce, because if they sell, they're going to have to take profit on their sell, right? Because they're up in the market and this is end of year. So if you're in profit right now, you're going off of the 2025 tax laws, whatever country you're in, or if you're in the States. And if you sell, you're going to have to claim your profits for the 2025 tax year because you ran out of time. So your profits are going to go into your taxes. So think whatever tax bracket you're going to be in for next year. And hypothetically, if you sell, you're going to have to claim that because this is 2025. It's the end of the year. It's the wrap up. Now, if we roll into January and you decide, you have 12 months to reposition yourself. And the ETH, I anticipate, do your own research, not financial advice, that we're going to probably hit at least 3 all-time highs next year on ETH. At least 3.
Ooh.
So that's my prediction. Do your own research, not financial advice. But if you're getting in now, you're getting in at a good price. Because our all-time high on ETH, again, was 46.
40, I think so. I think so. I can go back and double check, but I think it was around 46.50, 46.70.
Right. So if we push through that, we're going to break another all-time high, and I anticipate we're going to at least hit 3 next year. So if you're getting in, you have the potential just even to touch the all-time high next year to go up 1,600 from right now. And that's almost like an additional 50% on your buy-in right now. So hypothetically, you bought in $1,000 and we touch our all-time high next year, you go from $1,000 to $1,500. Again, do your own research, not financial advice. But
and to confirm the number, it's 4760. So we had the six and the seven mixed up.
A 4760?
4760 on October the 7th.
Oh. Wait, no. Now I'm really going off of memory, which is bad. We hit 4955 in August.
Okay. See, there it is.
See, this is the problem when you do numbers all day. I like catch myself. I'm like, what did I say?
August. Okay. Yeah, there it is. So, August 24th, 4955. Yeah,
4960. So, yep. See, this is what you do when you do too many numbers. Okay, so we're at 2950 right now. You can go up 2,000 with tapping the all-time high next year. And then the all-time high, you know, like that's more than 50%.
Oh, yeah.
So do your own research, not financial advice, that we've been predicting ETH for the last 2 years and hitting all the targets. The 14th and the 15th was a little lag. Like, I anticipated we would have volume right now, but everyone's sitting on the sidelines just waiting for those CPI numbers to come out. And if they come out lower than that 3 to 3.3, we'll have rally in all the financial markets. If it stays in that 3 to 3.3, I think we'll close probably end of this year, because I don't anticipate anybody selling off because they're going to have to pay taxes on their profit. I anticipate we're going to be hovering around 32 at least, like 3 to 32. The sweet spot is like 31. But if CPI comes out lower, then we'll go push. if we push past that 3247, we're on our next leg up again, closer to the 3400 range. So if CPI comes out lower, we have a potential to go past 3400 in the next couple of days. Again,
we didn't go east of that.
Go east, yeah.
Go east.
Go east. So write down your chicken scratch on what I just said. So right now, mark the words. Here we go. It is, what time is it? It's 6:21 Pacific Standard Time. ETH is at 29.50. So here's my predictions. ETH is at 29.50 right now, right?
Yep.
I don't anticipate people selling off at the end of the year because they're going to have to pay taxes on it, number one. CPI comes out on Thursday. If CPI is lower than that target of 3 to 3.3, we'll have rally in the financial markets. If we push past the 3247 again, we're on our next leg up to 3400 in December. I anticipate at least three all-time highs next year in 2026. All-time highs, again, we hit 49.60 in August. So beating the all-time high means that we're going to go greater than 49.60 next year at least three times. Do your own research, not financial advice, is my prediction. And the end of this year, we should close, if the CP stays flat, like where they plan on it coming in, we'll close about 31 to 32. If the CPI is lower than they anticipated, we could push past the 3,400 target. If the CPI comes in a little bit higher, we'll be in that 28 to 29 range. But I anticipate that CPI will probably be like at that 3 to 3.3 target. And if we go lower than that, I don't want to make a prediction on CPI because I'm not an expert in that one. I'm more in financial markets, not in CPI.
Right.
but if it comes in lower, the financial markets have a reaction and they rally, which means we push past our targets. So we had our targets. Our targets are, we could go to 3128, 3087. So 3087, 3128, we push past that, we go to the next leg. That's 3237. We push past that, we go to 3302, it jumps. And then we push past that, we go to 3370, and we push past that, and we go to our 3447. And if we break that, then we'll go even higher. Now, this is if CPI comes out lower than anticipated, because that's the news that's going to come out, and that's why everyone's sitting on the sidelines and waiting. And then we could potentially have a rally based off of that. Plus, it'll affect the other financial markets, too. So it'll affect, you know, stocks, bonds, options, futures, and the crypto market if it comes out lower than anticipated. So that's like just based on the numbers. Now, here's the thing. The Fed doesn't meet again until the end of January. And CPI comes out one more time, which means December's data will come out in January. So we still have another potential on a reason to have another rally in the market. We're end of the year, so people are positioning themselves based on their taxes. Then January comes, and if CPI comes out low again, then the Fed meets, and then they might do potentially another rate cut, which will cause another rally in the market. So there's potentials, and whenever there's like rallies in the market, that means that we go up and we break past our targets on ETH.
Right.
And I'm telling y'all, like, if you trade daily, what our ranges are, because we trade daily, like, we look at our ranges, we look at our targets, and we go off of week to week. But if you're a long-term investor, you would dollar cost average, and you would buy based on what you feel comfortable in, what you can afford. And you would go into the financial markets that you like. So if you like crypto, then you pick what you want to buy in crypto and you would just buy like $100 every month. If you like stocks, then you would go in and pick your favorite stocks and diversify your portfolio and buy $100 of whatever you like every month. Again, this is not financial advice. Do your own research, but that's what a dollar cost average is, right? So, but if you're range trading and you're day trading, then you're going to go off of what the range is daily. But if you're a long-term investor and you've been dollar costing average over the year, you're more than likely up right now. And so your portfolio's up. So, and then if you keep investing every year, taking your coffee money or your pizza money or your discretionary money, and then putting away and just putting away investments, it doesn't matter what the price is doing because you're long-term holding. And usually stocks appreciate about 8 to 12% over like a running total of 20 to 30 years. Like it, some years it's up 30%, some years it's down minus 5, another year it's up 10, another year it's down 2. So going over a long term, 20 to 30 years, it usually averages out 8 to 12%. Crypto is new technology, so it has like a higher appreciation faster, but it also has pullbacks faster because it's new technology, so higher risk, higher reward. And so, but if you dollar cost average and you ended up buying ETH or BTC 10 years ago, you're way up a lot,
Oh
you
yeah.
know? Yeah. So, like if you just invest a little bit, whatever you can spare, you just invest a little bit of money long term, it doesn't matter what the price is. I just like telling you all what's going in the market, what's going on daily, what our targets are, because we watch charts closely every day.
Yeah, we stare at
But,
the numbers.
right. But we also trade like all the different types of aspects of crypto, and our primary focus that we trade are meme coins. And meme coins are basically like new launches. They're considered like a new business. It's a token that when Doge launched, it was considered a meme coin. When it first launched and nobody knew about it, it was a brand new coin. When Shiba first launched, it's the same thing. So most people are kind of familiar with Doge or Shiba. And if you were one of the first ones to buy in Doge or Shiba, when it first launched at like $10, your $10 would be worth a lot of money today. So meme coins, yeah, so meme coins are basically, you know, IPOs, they're brand new businesses launching every day, and then they're hoping to become the next Doge or Shiba. And the people that buy into them, you buy in super, super early, and you hope that one of those will become a Doge or Shiba. And so we built a whole entire system and strategy built off of buying early tokens, which are new business launches, basically, quote unquote, new token launches. And then to teach you how to like buy them at $10, like only investing $10. And as soon as it hits your target of $20, you what we call as a de-risk, you cash out half of it, you put the money back in your pocket, you take the risk out of the game, and then you hold on to the token and you exit on profit taking out based on what your risk tolerance is. Or hypothetically, you could just take out 50% on all of them and then just let them ride forever. And in 30 years, maybe, you know, like half of them or 10 of them or 50 of them or whatever they are become the new Doge and Shiba. You never know,
Never
right?
know, right? And but you're
You never
riding it for
know.
free. There's no risk involved at that point. You've taken out your initial and you can keep going and going on the same $10 over and over and over again and put it into different tokens, right? To these different IPOs in crypto, the new businesses that are being launched. And you can get into hundreds, thousands of them on the same $10 because you constantly put it in, de-risk at the 2x, take out $10, let $10 sit in there. And then you buy into another one. And then when that one hits the 2x, you take your $10 out and you buy into another one and repeat the process, rinse and repeat.
Right, but there are 50,000 tokens that launch a day. So
Yes.
you would kind of have to figure out which ones to buy. So
And that's
that's what we
a lot
built our bots about. So
of
that's
work.
why we built our bots. So they scan the 50,000 tokens. So you don't have to buy 50,000 of them. We find the top 100 to 200. And then we look at return on investment on those 100 to 200 and then build a system and strategy based on that. So we provide all the information, all the data, all the analytics, the screening process, combined with AI, the top tokens that have a high probability that they are going to appreciate, and then built a system and strategy based off of 3 years of research. And now we're at like 600 million points of data to figure out like which tokens to buy. So we took all the complicated parts of like trying to search a token and find a token and buy and sell and do what you do, and then scanned all of them, read contracts, looked at analytics, and then narrowed it down to the top 100 to 200 a day. And then give you, if you're interested, the information, and then you decide which ones you want to buy. Instead of searching all 50,000, it's narrowed down to the top 100 to 200 new launches, new businesses, basically, quote unquote, new tokens. And then you buy those and then de-risk it the two, take out your 50%, and then buy those over and over again. If you buy the 50,000, you would never sleep.
Nope.
You buy the 100, 200, you probably don't sleep as much either. But then because of that, like we said, we know everyone's human. And some people like to sleep. And some people like to travel. And some people like to do anything else.
Really?
Go anything. To the beach. Go to the snow. Go to work. Do normal things in life instead of watch charts all day. So we built auto traders that will trade it for you too. And we have those on Telegram and we have those on web. And that's like what we've been talking about, dragonpro.app. You sign up for the first month free. You get to see these 100 to 200 tokens. You get to see it automatically buy it for you if you want to. And if you don't, you know, you don't have to, you can do it yourself. It gives you the feed, it gives you the live information, and then it gives you the exit strategy built in if you want to use that. Again, do your own research, not financial advice, but everything's like built in so that you all don't have to figure out and watch charts and predict ETH and know what numbers are coming out on CPI and knowing what numbers are coming out and if the Fed's going to cut rates or not, and if there's going to raise tariffs or if they're going to have a war, something's going to happen and affect the markets, all that stuff's built in. So you all don't have to be economic and experts and official advanced day traders. It's all built in on the systems and it's built in on the cycles and it's built in on the meme coins and when the volume is and like what days of the week is the volumes and when the holiday happens and if tax laws are coming, like all the things that we explained are built in to the bots, so you don't have to know all the things that we explain.
That was a mouthful. You're even losing your voice because of it.
But it's interesting. Like, I love it. Like, it's my favorite thing in the whole entire world. And everybody else is like, I have no clue anything that you just said the last 10 minutes.
Exactly, right? And no one wants to sit around and there's obviously some people who enjoy it and analyzing like we do. There's definitely people who like to do it just like us. But no one has the time or the patience to sit around and watch 50,000 or even 100 to 200 charts a day, right? Like we tried, we've done it before, which is why we built out the system and strategy and why we built out the bots. So we don't have to have three screens going with every pixel covered in a different chart and staring at all of them and watching them and, oh, this one and that one and buy and sell this one and that one. It's impossible to keep up with. You don't have enough eyes, hands, computers to do that all with one person. You have to have some kind of a system and strategy or in our case, bots to do it for you, because as humans, we can't manage that on our own.
And so they've been built out for 3 years, but like all the analytics and details and financial markets and what's causing the market to move and when there's volume is all put into it so that they're able to predict the best ones. And so what we notice too is, right, so everybody, if you look at ETH and you know what you're looking at, you see ETH is moving sideways right now until the numbers come out. So there's not really volume because people are sitting on the sidelines waiting. Well, they're doing the same thing with meme coins. They're sitting on the sidelines waiting because they're waiting to see what happens in the financial markets. And then everybody gets back in as soon as something happens. It's kind of like that sigh of relief. The news came out and like now we can go back to our regular lives again because we've been waiting for the news. And the news comes out, the markets come back to life, volume comes back into the market, meme coins come back to life, ETH comes back to life, the financial markets come back to life. you know, and there was like, okay, we can start trading again because the news came out. But while they're waiting for the news to come out, it's like the Super Bowl, like everybody's anticipating who's going to win. So they're all sitting on the sidelines and they're waiting to see who's going to win on the Super Bowl. And then when they finally find out who wins on the Super Bowl, then everybody's like, woohoo. And then there's, you know, everyone's. Yeah,
exactly. So then everyone goes back to being quiet again. They're like, oh, yep, it's done. Okay, when's the next
so
one?
There's like, and yeah, so everyone's waiting for an event. And then that's, you can tell that there's an event coming up because the financial markets move sideways on the chart.
Exactly.
And then when the news, like when a rumor comes out, you'll see a spike come up. And then when the news comes out, it's like the relief. And then if the news comes out better than anticipated, then you see a spike on the chart again. So that's what happens, like based on news cycles and data and economy and economics and everything else that comes into play. But it's all built in into the financial markets. And then we have volume on the first of the month and 15th month, because that's when everyone gets paid. Internationally, it's the night before the first and the night before the 15th, because international's ahead of us. And then we have volume on Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. We have volume in the morning, like the open of the market. So 3 a.m., 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, volume up until 10 or 11. And then we have volume at night when all the internationals wake up again, you know, like 5 p.m., 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time till about 10, 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then the 1st and the 15th of the month, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, the 5 to 11, the 8 to 11. And then we have quiet times near holiday. We have volume the Monday or Tuesday after a holiday. We have volume when there's good news. We have volume when they anticipate the Fed's going to cut rates. We have volume when they anticipate that the markets are going to have good news. We have volume when rumors come out. And then when they're waiting for news, the charts all move sidewards and they kind of sit on the sidelines. And that's just how it plays out. And it plays out consistently every single time. And so everybody's waiting for news on Thursday. Charts are moving sidewards. As soon as the news comes out, if it's better than expected, then we have volume and spikes on the chart.
And then on we'll be all saying financial go markets.
And we'll say go ETH. So I called out the numbers. I didn't write them down. But if we break that 3,100, we move to the 32. We break the 3,247, we move towards the 34. So if good news comes out, then we're going to break those cycles. If it stays at that 3 to 3.3, it's going to be kind of flat, but it's going to be like a sigh of relief because the news came out, right?
Right.
And so if it's lower than that, then again, we're going to have volume in the market. People will be excited and we'll have rallies in the market. And then if it's higher than that, which I don't anticipate, but again, do your own research, not financial advice. I'm not an expert in that data. But if it does come out higher than that, we'll have like a pullback in the market. But end of year, anticipate we're floating between 3,000 to 3,200 unless we have good news come out Thursday. Then we'll break that 32 to 34. And I anticipate next year that we'll at least hit 3 all-time highs. So mark my words. Do your research, not financial advice, but at least 3 all-time highs. Remember, all-time high was 49.60. So if you're getting in cheap right now, you're getting in at 29.50. You're getting in cheap. You're getting like 2,000 below the all-time high. So let's everyone talk about something fun.
I know. There's so much fun going on right now with the holidays coming up and everything. Yes, go ETH. We love ETH.
Go ETH. So I did splurge and I had a mocha mint peppermint latte yesterday.
Oh.
So I felt like I was in the holidays. And then I came back from Florida. So Florida was like 75, 85 degrees and a light humidity. Come back to the West Coast and it's like, I think it was like, what, 60?
65. Yeah.
Yeah, 65. And so it's kind of a little bit of a shock, but going from like summer weather back to officially winter and now it's holidays. So I had to get like in the holiday mood. So I got my flannel and I got a peppermint mocha.
That's how you stay warm feel in like the holidays.
In the holiday spirit. And then like all the stocking stuff is out and all the like holiday candy is out and holiday cookies are out. So
yes.
I'm like, okay. So I feel a little bit festive. And then Next week, I get to cook the 12-course meal, and work
That's gonna be
at the
fun.
same time. And then we're gonna have a live stream of a fireplace on
Yes.
our X account, so y'all can watch the fireplace. So, like, that's a fun thing too. Like, it's great to have a real fireplace, but when you're traveling, sometimes you don't have a real fireplace. But I'm gonna be back in SoCal again next week, so like having a fireplace like brings back the holiday and the smell of Christmas trees and the smell of pine and like eggnog, and like those are the things that you think of, and candy canes and a fireplace you think of. So we're gonna
I think it's
stream live
sweet.
a fireplace for all of you who like don't, if you're traveling or you're visiting family or they don't have a fireplace, you can put the streaming live fireplace on your TV or on your laptop and then get in the festive holiday spirit and feel like you're, you know, get the hot chocolate out or
Oh,
the eggnog
yes.
out and add a little bit of peppermint and, you know, get your
Those
flannels
shortbread.
on. All those people who like families take pictures in all their flannel pajamas, you know,
Oh,
that's
we
such
do
a favorite holiday.
that. We do that every year, by the Christmas tree. It's like a tradition, the flannels and everything. And then we get the and then we have like the special candles where you light the candles and everything smells like the pine, and you get like the sweet, like the sugar cookies, and then you get the festive cookies. It's like the different colors. You get like the red, white, and green and all that stuff. Oh,
Yes, the sugar cookies, right?
we love the sugar cookies in our house.
I make my favorite cookies. I make these every year. They're cream cheese crescent cookies with walnuts in them. Now I'm gonna
Oh,
get hungry.
yum.
But they're like, it's so funny. Like the whole entire year, I stay away from butter, flour. What were the things that I said that are
Butter, flour, basically any kind of
right? Any the
carbs.
whole entire year, I stay away. But my the 12-course meal is like pure butter, pure flour, sugar,
Potatoes,
like
carbs,
it's all the
everything.
things that my ancestors need to stock up on for the snow so that they could stay warm. And then, but these cookies, like they're my favorite cookies, and I only eat them during Christmas time because they're my favorite cookie out there. But they have cream cheese, butter, flour, walnuts, like a pinch of salt. And then they're shaped in like little moons. They're called crescent cookies.
Oh my
And they're
God.
shaped in little moons, but the dough, you have to freeze the dough because it has like just butter and cream cheese in it. And then you shape the dough into little moons, and they have walnuts in it too. Cook them and then sprinkle them with powdered sugar. They're like my favorite
Those are
cookie of all time.
some of the best ones. Oh,
They're so
my
good.
grandparents make those ones too. They're so good. As a kid, I used to lick off all the powdered sugar from on top of them. I
They're my
remember that
favorite
memory
cookie.
vividly.
And I like if I eat, like I really don't eat desserts except for maybe ice cream because Rocky Road ice cream my favorite. We'll make you all hungry right now. But crescent cookies are my favorite. And then growing my mom's favorite pie used to be pecan pie. So I made like a famous pecan pie, like half dark, half light molasses. Wait, yeah, Karo syrup in it. So that it was like nice, light, and fluffy. So that's like a dessert. And I only eat that once a year, and that's at Christmas time. And then like the Barojis are made of scratch. My brain's dead. We call it brain frog. My pasta is like scratch pasta, basically, and they're dumplings, but I'm Slavic. And so you put little pieces of mashed potatoes with cheese and butter in the center of it. And then you make it into a shape of, again, like a crescent moon. So I guess crescent moon must be a theme in my ancestors.
I
And
think
then you
that
pinch
has a lot
it.
to do with it. Yeah.
Yeah, you pinch it and then you freeze them, boil them. So there's like so many steps. You have to make the dough with scratch. You have to cook all the potatoes, fill all the pasta up, freeze them, boil them, and then cook them in butter and onions, more butter,
More,
more
we love the
flour,
butter.
more cheese. But and then cook those, and so make those from scratch. So I'm like baking 2 to 3 days in advance, all the way up till Christmas Eve. And again, I'm covered in flour,
While working too.
but it's while working and probably with a migraine. But we do, like, every single year you have to have like your traditions, right? It's the thing that you
Right.
look forward to, the thing that you come back home for, the thing that you remember the rest of your life, and the thing that you carry on. But like after eating all that food, it's like, oh my goodness gracious, like it can keep me in hibernation for the whole entire year, all that
Yep.
butter and cream cheese and then onions and garlic and so.
That's when
And
you
then we
take
do
like a
it,
24-hour sleep right after you eat that. You're like, yep, that's enough.
right? Well, like standing, like cooking for 3 days, I guess it burning off the calories pre before make it all. No, I'm just kidding. But this should be 2025 was a good year. So
Was a great
2025,
year.
and then I think 2026 is going to be another awesome year. I'm really excited. We have a lot of stuff happening, a lot of stuff going on, and like the no sleep is worth it.
Oh,
And seeing the
huh.
beautiful places all over the world for that 1 hour of my break every day that I got was worth it. It was like inspiring, but for my hobby, for my fun, I like try to get the lowest travel, and so I built out the bots to find the lowest travel of all the world, and then I actually travel there so I can prove that it's true.
Right, and then and you can trade from anywhere in the world, so you test it and you go there and you try trading from anywhere in the world on any Wi-Fi, like anywhere, and it
Right.
works. And it's like, well, I can continue to travel the entire world on $125 for a week, like in Florida,
Right.
and trade while I'm there, and then make the
In
money back
Miami
I spend
Beach
on that.
too. Right? Yeah, so it's like proof that it works. So it's the bots find the lowest travel, and then I trade all over the world, like on the ocean or at the beach or in the mountains or wherever I'm at. But even like if you're in an airplane and you're not officially on Wi-Fi, it's still doing it for you as long as you have it turned on. If you turn it off, it stops. So it does it for you too. There goes my
The best
voice.
part. I know. It's the no sleep.
One second.
Water break, as we like to call it. But yeah, like on the plane, even with no Wi-Fi, you can just flip it on and you can be on the plane sleeping or watching a movie. And then when you land, you can check and be like, oh yeah, I bought all these and I sold all these. And it did it all for me, right? And you've experienced that
Right.
happen, right? Like it's
Right.
crazy to think about the
Like
tech and everything.
I couldn't get my movie, but it hit all my targets. Like I couldn't
Right.
download my movie on the first flight, but in the second flight I had Wi-Fi and I downloaded all my targets. But yeah. So it's exciting. We're having still an exciting end of the year. It's not even a wrap up for us. We still have a lot of
No.
things going and announcing this week. We have a lot of things going and announcing next week. A lot of big things for January. So we have a lot of exciting things going on. We just want you all to remember to, we call it touch grass. That's what we called it in crypto, but now in the real world, everyone says touch grass. Touch grass means like go outside, get some sunshine, get some fresh air, go touch the grass, go touch the snow, go
Yes.
see the beach. Like even if it's 65 degrees, go see the beach. Remember that outdoors is beautiful.
The
We all
snow is
get
beautiful.
caught up. Yeah, we all snow is beautiful too. We always get caught up in our day-to-day life that we forget that nature is like right outside our door. So that's one thing I always have to make sure I get like sun every day and get
Yep.
some fresh air every day. And then y'all are going to be spending time with family and friends next week. We'll have a live fireplace going. We have big announcements this week. We have a lot of exciting things going on. So come say hi.
Yes,
Sign up for
yes.
dragonpro.app and get your first month free. And then you'll hear about our new tech, our other new tech, January. We're not going to talk about it live. It's on private, stealth, invite only right now on our other tech that we've built out.
Yep.
But if you're in our insider information on what we're launching and you know about it, you know about it. So,
Exactly.
but if not, you'll hear about it in January. And then we're going to have an exciting year next week. Lots of volume, lots of fun, lots of new meme coins and
Oh my God, I'm so
IPOs
excited. I'm so excited.
and touch grass, spend time with your family and friends. And then we'll probably be live while I'm cooking next Tuesday.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
But here's to CPI coming out favorable and having a rally in the market and volume back in.
And go ETH.
Go ETH.
Always go ETH. Always go ETH.
So have a great weekend, everyone.
Yes, thank everyone. You. Bye, everyone. Have a great weekend.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.